Welcome to The Empowered Creative, a podcast designed for creatives who are ready to take their happiness into their own hands. I'm your host, Christina, and my mission is to give you practical, empowering, and easy-to-follow mindset tools to help you slay insecurities, grow your confidence, and design an amazing life and business you love. If you are ready to invite self-compassion into your life and give yourself permission to shine, then this podcast is for you. Hey there, and welcome back to the Empowered Creative Podcast, episode number 8. I'm Christina, and today I'm going to address whether you still need a blog, a website, and a portfolio to kickstart your creative business or succeed with the business that you already have. This is something many creatives and aspiring entrepreneurs ask me about all the time. Just yesterday at a birthday party, a family member pulled me aside and asked, "Is this blogging thing really still relevant? And if I want to take my passion and turn it into a freelance business, do I really need a website?" And just recently, when I hosted a photography workshop, a participant asked me, "Christina, do I really need to have a portfolio? Because if I have a good presence on social media, do I really need a professional portfolio? Is it even necessary to have a website in 2019? Or do I need a professional portfolio to show my work?" I love these questions because it always indicates what my community is concerned about. And I decided we need a podcast on this topic, right? Let's talk about it and let's figure this out. And even if you've been in business for a long time, I know many creatives have been thinking long and hard about whether they really still need a website. Should they still pursue blogging? I mean, are people still reading blogs today? And is it possible to survive using just your Instagram account as a portfolio alone? Are people even going to visit your website when they can see an updated portfolio on your Instagram? After all, people's online behavior shifts rapidly, and what used to be the norm might be seen as old-fashioned today. The way people use the internet changes all the time. So how do you keep up, and what do you need to focus on? Before social media really took off, the website was the main thing. It was how you got found online. Anywhere else you existed online, the goal was to drive traffic to your website. But has this changed today? Social media has also become a much faster and cheaper way to maintain your business than owning and running a website. If you want to update your Instagram portfolio with a new photo, you just post it. You write your fancy description and boom, you are instantly having an updated portfolio for your followers to enjoy. It seems so much easier than planning and writing a blog post or updating your portfolio, right? I think every creative person that I work with wants to avoid me when I ask about their portfolio. Because let's be real, that portfolio is hardly never up to date, right? It's just something that is always on your to-do list, and someday you'll get around to update it. Yes, I know you. And honestly, I'm no saint here. I also feel guilty thinking of my portfolio because it also needs an update. I try to update it once a month, but let's be honest here, it doesn't always happen. And Instagram is just so much easier to keep up with. When you update a portfolio on a website, there is no big fanfare, no big announcement, No instant comments, no applause. It just exists. And you don't know who looks at it. And you might think to yourself, does anyone really see this? And we all hate wasting our precious time. We want to make sure our efforts are worth it. I'm sure you agree. So is having a website, a blog, and a professional portfolio still the very best way to sell yourself to a potential client? That's what I want to reveal to you today in this episode. But first, let's celebrate one of our awesome reviewers. Every time I do a full episode here on the show, I pick a review from iTunes to share with you. And I'm sending a fabulous gift to the person who wrote that review. I do this because I am incredibly grateful for your support. Without the support of my listeners and my amazing community, there wouldn't be a show. This is my way of giving back to you and show my appreciation. So today's reviewer is Abby75 from Great Britain. She writes, I just stumbled across Christina's podcast while searching for inspiration on Pinterest. And what amazing advice she gives. Hearing her talk about how life events can change your style and your creative path was so uplifting. I have had a lot of tragedy in my life over the past few years and I'm starting to come through it, but for a while I was lost in what I wanted to photograph and share with the world. I cannot thank you enough, Christina. I am filled with encouragement listening to you and your beautiful calm voice. And it is such a pleasure to listen to the show while I create in my studio. I am feeling like an empowered creative XO. Thank you so much, Abby75. I love your amazing review. Thank you. I'm so proud of you for mentioning your struggles and heartache because you know what? I can relate to you. I too have gone through my shares of tragedy and painful moments, and I believe it is from those hard times in life that we really start to define our creative path. We might not see it when we are stuck in the middle of the pain, but when we get out on the other side, when we are able to distance ourselves from what happened to us, we can see it more clearly. We can see how it changed us. We can see what we learned from the situation and how to use that information in a constructive way moving forward. No matter how broken we feel during bad times, we always get out stronger on the other side. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, right? And I also believe that it's super important to speak up about your pain and struggles because people can relate to you. And trying to suppress and ignore the pain will move you away from your core self, away from your creativity, and far away from the ability to feel joy. Nothing good ever comes from ignoring or suppressing your feelings. When you dare to be vulnerable and speak up, you untangle emotional knots in the soul and you can think freely again. Your heart can breathe and inject you with energy and joy. So thank you so much, Abby, for being vulnerable with us. I really appreciate it. And Abby, you are the lucky winner of my favorite planner called the Enlightenment Planner. I love this planner because it's the perfect journal for creatives. It's a goal tracker and calendar all in one, and it helps you stay mindful and make self-reflection a part of your daily routine. I like personally to keep everything important to me in my planner, from to-dos to new ideas, as well as my goals, dreams, exercise progress and meditations and so on. And that's why I want to give this planner away here on the show. So simply contact me on email or send me a direct message on Instagram to claim your prize. And if you want to listen to the episode that Abby is referring to, it is episode number 6, Finding Consistency in Photography, 7 Guidelines for Developing Your Personal Photography Style. This episode was specially made for photographers, but I encourage you to listen to it no matter what type of craft you enjoy doing. I work with all types of creatives, and the process of finding consistency in your artwork or your craft is more or less the same no matter if you're a designer, painter, stylist, florist, decorator, or a photographer. I also want to give a shout out to my favorite Instagram comment of the week, and this was written by Lisa Nietzschlag from Germany. I hope I say her name correctly. Lisa Nietzschlag from Germany. Dear Christina, 2 days ago, I listened to your podcast about the Instagram algorithm. Yesterday, I posted a new photo and I did everything you suggested in the podcast. I used new and better hashtags and I stuck around for about an hour after posting, commenting and liking other people's photos. And look at this, I got 700 likes and 50 comments. I usually have between 150 and 250 likes, so that's a huge improvement for me. I'm stunned, happy and thankful. Wow, that's fantastic, Lisa. Congratulations for doing the work and getting real results. I'm so happy for you. Lisa, simply email me your address and I will ship you an awesome enlightenment planner. If you haven't listened to the episode that Lisa is referring to, it is episode number 7, Instagram Algorithm, Facts You Need to Know. Go check it out. It will help you so much in overcoming the most negative beliefs about Instagram and clear all your social media worries. And last but not least, a shout out goes out also to 2 of my listeners, Hendrika Bolhaus from the Netherlands and Natalie Verdonk from Belgium for taking screenshots of the latest podcast episode and sharing it on their Instagram stories. I appreciate it so much when you share the Empowered Creative podcast with your friends because that is how I get to help more people and to grow this wonderful network of like-minded people just like yourself. So ladies, simply email me and claim your free enlightenment planner. As soon as I get your address, the planner will be on its way to you. All right. So let's get started with today's episode and address our first question. Do you really need a blog? Do you really, really need a blog? Before I go into this question, let me first explain the difference between a website and a blog. Your website is like your online business card. This is where you present yourself and tell people what you do and how they can work with you. A blog is taking your audience behind the scenes to tell them what you can do for them. You educate them about your business and give them an insight into who you are. You entertain them by giving tips and by showing your work, values, and quirky personality. A really good metaphor is to compare your business with a boutique. The website is your professional sales window, and your blog is when the customer actually goes into the shop. This is where they get inspired. They get the interesting details. They connect with you, and they decide if they want to buy something. So do you need that blog? I don't think there's really a right or wrong answer to this question. I think it's going to depend entirely on you as an individual. So let me clarify what I mean by that. If you are a creative soul who loves to write, if you have a lot on your heart to share, if you often find yourself having a bunch of extra photos or content you just cannot fit into your social media platforms, a blog is an excellent outlet to express yourself and connect with your audience in a bigger way. And if you are a creative soul who struggles with finding something to say or write, and you have to push yourself to post a new photo every now and then on social media, well, maybe starting a blog is not a good fit for you. You will probably end up neglecting it. And let's face it, having a neglected blog with a few outdated blog posts is not good for business. Then it's better not to have a blog. When it comes to business, I have two important rules. Do it only if you love it, and do it in the most simple and effective way possible. So if you love the blogging universe and you feel pulled towards starting a blog, do it. Go for it. If you have the time, if you have great content ideas for blogging, go ahead, start that blog. If you feel it's going to be a struggle coming up with something to blog about, let me just say this loud and clear, then you don't need a blog. Why? Because it's going to be overwhelming and it's not going to be a simple solution you love. When I started my blog back in 2009, so many years ago, I blogged daily, sometimes even twice a day, and I loved it. But back then, Instagram and Facebook were hardly invented. So my blog was how I communicated with potential clients and how I built my business up from the ground. I still love blogging today, but I don't blog that often anymore. I focus on quality content, not the number of posts. And today my blog has basically become more like a directory or a library for my online content, such as this podcast, my free training, and photos that I don't want to include in my professional portfolio. It makes sense, right? So yes, you can absolutely create a successful business today without having a blog. But that being said, what you do need to succeed is a way to communicate with your potential clients, customers, and audience. So my best tip for you is to find one platform that you really, really love and use it to connect with your people, a platform from where you can build a community and a client base. It doesn't have to be a blog, but it can be a blog. It can also be a YouTube channel, a podcast. It can be Facebook Live, Instagram, or IGTV. Or it can be running a Facebook group or a LinkedIn group. There are so many possibilities today. You just got to choose your preferred platform and then you go all in. The more visible you are, the faster your business will grow, the more you hide, the slower your business will expand and the less money you'll make. So choose a platform, show up, connect, and do it continuously. That is the key. All right, let's move on to the next question. Do you need a website? This one is easy to answer. It's a big yes! At least in my personal opinion, it is a yes. Even though I work with creatives that have great careers without owning a website, I still believe a website to be crucial. There is a tendency between creatives, especially young creatives, not to have a website in today's world, simply because many of them rely on their Instagram profile alone. And they can absolutely get away with it. They thrive as influencers in their field and they communicate about business deals, not by email, but by direct messages on Instagram. And it works. But here's the thing. But at one point, not having a website starts to limit them in more than one way. First of all, they don't own their Instagram account, and sometimes Instagram closes accounts. They simply shut you down, or your account can get hacked, and it makes you very, very vulnerable. If you have, let's say, 50,000 followers, and suddenly one day your account is gone, closed down by Instagram or hacked, you have no chance to reconnect with those followers anymore. All your effort is lost just like that. Secondly, if you only rely on Instagram alone as a creative business owner, you don't have a place to sell your products or services, and it will limit your income tremendously. Having a website is by far one of the best ways to put yourself in front of new potential customers. Even though that the popularity of social media platforms continue to rise, websites are still just as important for those offerings, products or services that you have. Just relying on a Facebook page or an Instagram account is not enough, and it makes you way too vulnerable. You need a professional website as your online business card, a website that can catch potential clients' email addresses, increase your sales, and strengthening your brand and your expert status. Social media is a great place to connect with your audience, but a website should really be the hub of your online presence and a place for you to present information about your business. To grow your business and your profit, you can use social media to drive traffic to your site, and while people visit your site, show them what you offer or invite them to sign up for your email list. Not having a website could actually be costing you money and hurting your business in the long run. And it doesn't have to be complicated to create a website. Keep it super simple. I mean, really, all you need is a page letting people know who you are, how you can serve them or help them, and of course, you need a contact page as well. Let me just give you a few examples. Let's say you are an artist. Then your website could consist of a media kit for the press and a list of every exhibition you've ever participated in, plus your contact information. Or if you are a photographer, your website could simply feature a photo gallery of your specific niche, plus a price list and booking information. Doesn't have to be more than that. Or let's say you are a graphic designer working with different brands creating logos and websites. Then you make sure to showcase previous client cases and offer different price packages depending on your client's needs. Always keep it super simple. Imagine your visitors only have about 1 minute to look at your website. So what's the most important information that you need to give them? If you have only 1 minute to convince them, what is the most important information that you need to give them? Then make sure to link to your website from your social media platforms, as well as in your email signature and also on your business card. And you don't even need to hire a professional designer to create your website. I mean, just look at me. I do everything myself on my website. It's totally possible to do it yourself. And I always recommend Squarespace, because if you don't have any knowledge in designing or working with WordPress, then Squarespace is an easy way to get started, because they have some awesome templates and you can be up and running with your own domain within an hour. It's just amazing. And you can test their website for free. I think you have a 30-day free trial, and that gives you plenty of time to get comfortable with the interface and design a website that you like and that works for you. And that brings me to the last question. Do you need a portfolio? Do you need a professional portfolio? This is a yes and no kind of answer. If you are rocking it on Instagram, if you are killing it on Instagram, using Instagram as your portfolio, and you also have a website with the most important information, then you can absolutely do without a professional portfolio. Because if you reach out to magazines, brands, and potential clients, you simply link to your Instagram gallery as your portfolio, and you link to your website for more detailed and practical information. Today, there's a lot of business deals going on Instagram and also on Pinterest. It is from those two platforms that I get, let's say, around 99% of my photography-related work. So you can absolutely do without a portfolio today. That being said, in some cases, a professional portfolio can come in really handy, especially for the bigger projects and jobs. I remember when I first started dipping my toes into travel photography, I discovered a need for a more professional portfolio. I had posted a couple of photos from a hotel in Venice on both Instagram and Pinterest, and I was suddenly contacted by a worldwide hotel chain. They had seen those hotel images and they were very interested in working with me, but they wanted to see my hotel portfolio. And I was like, what? My hotel portfolio? And of course, I didn't have a professional portfolio just with hotel images that I could just send to them. And I can tell you that I learned a lot from that experience. So my best advice to you is to consider. Really think about what type of work would you like to do in the future, and then you prepare for it. So if you are a foodie, make sure to have a portfolio with wonderful recipes and images to send out as soon as someone asks for it. And if you are a florist who dreams about doing high-end weddings, make sure you have something to show your potential clients that shows that you are capable of doing it. And your portfolio doesn't have to be a website. It can just be a beautiful designed PDF or even just a folder with images that you can send to people when they ask for it. And your portfolio should always convey your style and what type of work that you would love to do in the future. And it has to be niche-orientated. A bride-to-be doesn't want to shift through your photos of corporate events. So specializing in an area of photography is a really good idea for starting a photography business. So if you shoot different categories, have a specific portfolio for each category. If you shoot both maternity photos and newborn portraits and fashion, keep separate albums and use different pages on your website for each category. And don't be afraid to work for free while building your portfolio. You might have to invest both time, money, and a lot of hard work into building a portfolio that showcases your dream work. So collaborate with other creatives and business owners and help each other out getting some good quality images that you can use for growing your business. Once you have an awesome portfolio, clients will start to show up and they will be willing to pay for your work when they see what they are paying for. So for example, if you are a photographer dreaming of shooting cookbooks in the future, why not collaborate with a food stylist to get the best possible food images? And if you are a florist designer, why not collaborate with a photographer to get some professional photos for your portfolio? Your iPhone photos might be decent, but if you want to truly impress your clients and show your work from the best angle, you need to work with a professional photographer. And if you are a photographer wanting to create interior photos for magazines, why not collaborate with an interior designer and a professional writer to create inspiring articles ready to sell to online sites, magazines, and newspapers? There are so many possibilities for building a killer portfolio and continue to update your skills while you build it. But you gotta know in what specific direction you wish to take your creative work. And when you know your dream direction, it makes so much sense to have a professional portfolio, right? And again, keep it super simple. A portfolio with hundreds of images quickly becomes overwhelming. So your portfolio should include your best work and only your best work. If you can identify just one small thing that's off in a picture or in your work, don't include it. Showcase your best images, not all of your work. 10 to 30 images are more than enough to have a professional portfolio. So start with simplicity and quality in mind and build from there. All right, that's it for today. Please head over to iTunes to let me know your biggest aha moment from today's episode, or let me know in general what you like about the Empowered Creative Podcast. It always makes me so, so happy when you leave a review. I personally read and treasure all of them. So thank you so much in advance for supporting the show. In each episode, I'm giving away amazing gifts to loyal listeners of the show. And who knows, maybe you, yes, you can be the next lucky winner. All you have to do is leave a review on iTunes. Also, make sure to screenshot this episode and share it with your friends on Instagram or Facebook. When you help spread the word about the Empowered Creative Podcast, you help other creatives get unstuck and grow their business dream. And that's super important because, I mean, we all know what it feels like to be alone as a solo entrepreneur, as a solo creative freelancer. And some days it's just hard. And we all need all the encouragement and positive support we can get. And if you have anything you would like to ask me, or if you have an idea for a topic that you would love for me to talk about here on the show, simply email me. I will put my contact info in the show notes, and I always love to hear from my dear listeners. So don't hold back. I also want to remind you that I have a free resource library full of wonderful resources about photography, blogging, Instagram, mindset, and creative inspiration. Once you join, you get access to a free 5-day photography course as well as mini trainings and downloadable ebooks. It's 100% free, and you can subscribe on my website. I often add new exciting stuff. So if you don't want to miss out, make sure to join right after this podcast. And of course, I will link to the subscription page in the show notes. That's all for now, lovelies. Thank you so, so much for tuning in, and thank you for spending time with me on the Empowered Creative Show. Remember, don't do anything that doesn't feel right, but do what you feel is right, even if it scares you. I'm Christina, saying bye-bye for now.